for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
When I was a teenager, I loved this time of year. You know why?
Why is that? Oh.
Because Alice Cooper always comes to town in the summer.
I thought that was Steve Miller. Always comes around in town for the summer.
Somebody always comes around. Terry and Gatch always come around. Welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show for a Monday on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's the second time in as many months as we've been recording our Monday show on the day of the show.
Yep.
Even if it comes out on Tuesday, it's still Monday show.
Episode 707.
Coming out of the sky.
I know.
Or 707. Is that a plane? That is a plane, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, right? 737, 727, 767s are huge.
707s, they probably don't fly very much anymore. Because no. Those are, you know, they're smaller. Already on the 767, aren't they?
Yeah, there's a 777.
Is there?
Yeah. It's like
that seems like a lucky flight.
Yeah. At least they don't have a 1307. Or
A 7-13-7?
Yeah, it's like it's lucky, not so lucky, maybe lucky. But yeah, it's Monday, the sun's out after the rain, and I saw some kids that I think just got out of school, but school's out everywhere. That's why I picked this song. It's not. It's the 15th of June, bro.
I know, it's this week they're getting out.
In Albany, they're going another week?
I think it's the 18th is what I heard.
Well...
School's so much, out there's a lot of snow days, though, and now you got to make up the snow days at the end.
It hasn't snowed for a long time. No, I'm just kidding. Snow days? Today's not a snow day.
But back in the day, we had quite a few days.
We did have like a week or two.
You know, you get like a quarter inch on the ground and they cancel school.
Yeah.
That's the way we roll over here. Welcome to International Day of the African Child.
Oh, like, that's a weird thing. That reminds me of an Eddie Murphy movie, The Golden Child.
Yep.
Is that what this was all about?
No. In 1976, there was an uprising in Africa, and it's just a day to raise awareness for that, and that children need education.
Huh.
Not just in Africa, but everywhere.
Yeah. All the little black kids.
Yep.
Well, this episode's for you, all you little black kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, it's kind of funny. I was looking at this video as we listened to the song, and I realized something that it wasn't until like 1992, and this probably came out in 74 or 75. Hans, helped me out. 74.
Mm-hmm.
So it had been out nearly 20 years before I had old buddy Farmer Tape Nose point out to me at our work at that time at Swords and Shields that he said, I can't even think of anything that rhymes. And I tried to say, he doesn't say that. He's like, no, he does. He says, we got no principles, and we got no innocence, and we got no something.
We got no principles.
And we can't even think of a word that rhymes. And I was like, whoa, he does say that. Because he couldn't think of something that rhymed, so he just said it. Because nothing really rhymes with principles.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew he said that, though, right?
No, we got nothing that rhymes.
Yeah, that's the
I didn't know that.
Really? Wow, then I got you beat by almost 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, he says we got no
principles.
He said we got no fears, we got no something, we got no principles. And he goes, I can't even think of a word that rhymes. And when he told me that, I was like, that can't be on a song that's like a popular song. And then I listened to it and I was like, well, by golly.
That's meta, isn't it?
Farmer Tape Nose knew. He's like, oh, he says he can't even think of a word that rhymes. Nothing rhymes.
You didn't spend enough time staring at the lyric jacket from that album.
Yeah, because I had the greatest hits and it didn't have the lyrics. It just had all the records that the songs were from.
Isn't that always a bummer?
It is. No lyrics?
Or like, remember when you first signed up for Columbia House or BMG and you got that crappy, there was nothing on the inside. It was just like
white paper.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, it's almost worth it to spend the extra $12.
Dude, one time, I can't remember the album, but recently, it was like a double.
You're not still in the BMG club, are you?
No. Okay. But recently I had bought a vinyl record. Oh, my last one before I stopped was Terry F. Hetero. Delivered to 1925 Lynn Avenue. Somehow Terry,
your penny.
Too bad. I don't know how Terry F. Hetero ended up living with Pat Wambacher over there on next to Lance by the Stink Factory, but that's where his mail was delivered for my last buy 12, get one free. But anyway, no, I can't remember the album, but I recently bought one that was a gatefold LP.
Yeah.
I'm like, awesome. It's probably going to have all the words. It was just like a big dumb picture. I've got CDs like that too, where it's like an 8 fold out thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one big picture. No song credits. No fucking production credits. Yep. No, I want some info on this shit. If I'm going to buy, I could get it off of mp3.com with no info.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
You might even be able to download it.
The info?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you just download the picture of what you're not getting to see.
My first time with Columbia House BMG was with Columbia tapes. Did they, eight tracks was my first thing. Really?
Yeah.
So they didn't. Did they ever do records?
Yes, they did.
Wow.
There's stories, and I even got some records, I think, through my dad's, though. But Kurt Cobain had told stories about his dad talking his dad into letting him take over his Columbia House records, because he goes, I could get records like by Kiss and like Aerosmith and Van Halen and stuff that were like, he goes, and then they'd come in like a big pizza box size box. Mm-hmm. You never thought about it. I bet a record would fit perfect in a pizza box.
Jim Louder, who promotes the use of pizza boxes for shipping records.
Well, fucking A. Why didn't I ever think of that? I saved all my record shippers, and now I've got an excess of them, which is good, because never know. Someday I might be liquidate my collection, but I doubt it.
Yeah. I think he sells Norska records.
Yeah. In Pizza Now boxes.
Yep.
Speaking of Pizza Now.
I use pizza boxes, too. I'll cut off the top, you know, the non-grease part, right?
Right.
And then I'll, you know, you could fold it over, and it makes great for shipping DVDs or CDs or anything like that. Yeah,
for sure. They got the blank thing. I went and bought a pizza from Pizza Now today because I had $5 and I was in the area.
It's a great deal. Great pepperoni. Deal,
but they got a blank thing. No,
yep, no, nothing on the box.
No, nothing.
They like to mix it up, and I like that because you'll go in there and you know, if they use the same, like the Pizza Hut one or Domino's, you know, you go there, it's the same box for years.
Yep.
You don't even notice it, but if you go in and it's normally some pizza box with some guy on there throwing mozzarella or pizza around going,
and then you're like, hey,
enjoy your delicious moments. All of a sudden it's blank and you're like, whoa. And you actually notice and you mention it.
Or then you realize what it said on it and you're like, whoa, I saw that same pizza box on Arrested Development.
And yeah.
Did you see that one? There was an Arrested Development that had one of his styles. I mean, it's a generic style that he bought that someone else buys too, but that's awesome.
I'm going to go in there one of these days and buy a box of crushed red peppers.
A pizza box full of them?
No, a box. Because they got a box. They're like 500 in a box.
Yeah.
They had them stacked like 8 high for a while because you must have went and bought a bunch.
Yeah.
You just had 8, what would that be, 4,000 packs of crushed red peppers.
Damn. He always asked me too, and I always say no.
Yeah.
Said, I'll take some napkins. He didn't give me a big fat stack today. But it was nice to talk to Chris today. I hadn't seen him for a while. So go see Pizza Now. Also, tomorrow, since I don't do plugs anymore, I want to remind you guys, because this might come out tomorrow, King Buzzo, Buzz Osborne from the Melvins. I was thinking that he was Kurt Cobain's mentor as I was saying that, because he kind of was. Kurt Cobain used to go hang out at Melvin's practices when he was like just a wee lad before he even had a band. But King Buzzo has gone on a solo acoustic tour now, and you know what I heard?
What's that?
But at his Portland show, which I don't know the date, if it's the day before today or if it's the other day, Steve Turner is opening for him as a solo act.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I love Steve Turner on a solo act.
I knew you would like that. And for those of you who don't know, he is the nerdy guitarist from Mudhoney.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he looks nerdy anymore. I think he's got a big beard or something now, doesn't he?
But no, he usually had like a trimmed beard kind of.
But he always had the nerd glasses.
With the nerd glasses. Back in the day. And he kind of plays that funky guitar.
Yeah. I can't think of what, but it's a weird one.
Is it the Jaguar or the Mustang or like the Jagstang or
well,
you play? I can't remember. Recall.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought that was interesting, and I kind of thought it was a bummer that Steve isn't opening for King Buzzo at the Wow Hall. But that's Tuesday. Get down there. Tickets aren't expensive. I don't think
they've got a couple projects.
And
Steve Turner
and King Buzzo. I was reading up on him.
Acoustic like thing, or
yeah, and I've heard that it's not just like what you would think it would be. I mean, it says that he does do a lot of chromatic recording, which I'd never thought of, but he does that a lot. Which is just doing dook, 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 like chords are right next to each other. But I haven't got a chance to listen to it, but I've heard that when you hear it, you're like, wow, this is King Buzzo? Like, it, not that he would be bad, but he's just so raw in the Melvins.
Mm-hmm.
Just to hear him do something different would be kind of cool. Yeah.
Mm. That would be a good tour with the Nick Oliveri.
Oh, his acoustic thing?
Death.
Yeah. 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 And a bloody hammer. He did that Rory Erickson song. Rocky Erickson? Something. I don't know. Yeah, he's got some cool stuff. And also this Saturday, 30 Pound Test is playing at their hometown. Well, I guess Albany's kind of their hometown. Mm-hmm. They're playing at Lucky Larry's this Saturday.
Ah.
Yeah. Boy, isn't he lucky.
Yeah.
Lucky Larry to have 30 Pound Test playing at their bar.
Yeah.
So those, I just want to let you know about those two shows coming up. I might plug some stuff later because plugs went away. You guys miss them? No? Okay, good.
Do you ever hear The Residents, the band?
I get them confused with The Replacements and The Replicants.
These guys have been around for years. Kind
they're
of
like
cult
a
band.
They're like the resident rock band.
They are.
No, I don't know. I'm not familiar with them.
If you've ever
heard of
seen
them.
A band with eyeballs, they're eyeballs.
The band is eyeballs?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I don't know.
It's like a theatrical band.
Okay, I don't know. I have no idea.
And they wear eyeballs.
All over their bodies?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just on their heads. They wear eyeballs on their heads, and they have a leader who wears like a top hat, I think. And I saw them once because people always said, man, if you like Ween, you'll probably like The Residents. They've been around since the 70s.
Wow.
And they were kind of, I don't know why people equated those guys, but
did you see a correlation or a common core between Ween and them?
Not really, just that it has a cult following.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just that they have a cult following base, because we bought tickets because we saw they were coming around, and they had been around at that time for like 20 years.
Ah.
You know, it was the 90s, and they were doing some album that was themed on the Bible. And it wasn't like a Christian thing. I mean, they were kind of picking it up. It was a satirical kind of a thing.
Like a parody.
We bought tickets. We didn't have like any albums. We'd never listened to them. They were never on the radio.
Okay.
You know, but... and then we went, and it was just a weird, surreal thing, because they literally have... They just have giant eyeballs on their shoulders.
That's like, weird. And what kind... Is this kind of underground music, or...
Well, is this like rock?
That's their head?
Yeah, that's like their head. It's an eyeball with a top hat. They're from Louisiana. They're avant-garde multimedia art. They've been around since 1969.
I see now they have an album from 1974 called Meet the Residents, where they're spoofing the cover of the Beatles, Meet the Beatles.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that was their first official release. They've had CD-ROM projects, DVDs. They've done 7 major world tours.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
They got a lot of stuff.
Yep. They do complex conceptual pieces, which is the one that I saw, and deconstructions of popular music.
It's so awesome to think to myself that, man, I know a lot about music. I know a lot of bands. I've heard of a lot of bands that a lot of people haven't heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Still today, new band, never heard of, been around since the 70s, never even heard of a band with eyeball top hats, like their 1979 album Eskimo. They're just in suits, like tuxedos, and they got top hats, and their heads are eyeballs.
Mm-hmm. It must have been around from 98, because they got Wormwood, Curious Stories of the Bible.
Okay.
So, yeah, and it was at the La Luna.
Oh, okay.
That was when you could go to La Luna, you could just buy a ticket and you're guaranteed a good show just because it's at the La Luna.
Yeah, I think that's where I saw Ween and Caius, actually.
It was.
And before it was La Luna, it was the Pine Street Theater, which is the same place where I saw the 1985 tour of Exodus, Megadeth, and fucking Exciter, which is some classic shit right there. So, yeah. So you saw the Residents?
Yeah.
Were they eyeball heads that night?
Yeah, they were. Wow. And it's all like a neon kind of colored stuff. They wear like the black
suit,
kind of leotard suit. So, you know, they give like they're the floating heads.
Yeah, a little bit of invisibility. And,
it was. And apparently the story is like, it doesn't condemn the Bible, but gives stories of some of the more curious ones to give a greater understanding of them. I mean, I didn't really delve in and like get a thing of like, oh, I understand more about that Bible story now.
Yeah.
It was just interesting to watch because it was just so surreal and, you know, they're just the whole act that they put into, you know, I mean, because you got to choreograph that and then,
oh, yeah,
you know, in practices and stuff like that. And then you go to different venues that have different stages, you know, and how crazy that would be, you know, all the prep work that you'd have to go into because you'd almost have to re-block the whole thing every time you get on a stage.
Ah.
If one's like too small, you know, and it'd be weird.
Yeah, that is weird. I'm still tripping that I've never. There's probably so many bands that I've never even heard of.
Oh yeah.
God damn it! Why can't I be more omniscient?
Yeah, and there's all right. There's a picture of them right there. People can look. The leader has like a black skull.
Okay. I saw one similar to that from the cover of that Eskimo album from 1979. But yeah, you could just Google anybody who's interested in seeing. Just do a Google image search of the Residents.
I'm pretty sure at the time that I saw them, too, which was like 30 years into their run, that no one knew who they were.
Because they keep their identities hidden. Yeah, well, the cover of the Meet the Residents, their first album, that wasn't full eyeball heads, but their faces were obscured by some sort of a mask of some sort that looked like each of the Beatles, but with like weird distorted eyeball mouths or something. It was weird. It was very strange.
You'd almost have to have like the black pupil part be like almost just a mesh screen that you can see through.
That's probably what they do, I would imagine.
Yeah, and so, but imagine how hot that would get.
Oh, yeah. Especially on stage underneath the lights. We were talking about that, how, like, I don't know what kind of, you know, their music is avant-garde, and I'm sure they probably got some kind of a stage show where they're jumping around. But, man, when you're on stage and, like, singing and jumping around the lights and stuff, God, I would hate to have to wear a mask.
It was almost like a musical. It was like watching Cats, but it's eyeballs.
Yeah.
I've never seen Cats, though.
Me neither, but that'd be a cool musical that's just called Eyeballs.
Yep, Eyeballs.
Or Eyeballs and Teeth. It's just like, hey, buddy. Hey, don't call me buddy, buddy. I ain't your buddy. Oh, yeah, I got a message from Hans, because, hey, Hans, how you doing? He wasn't sure if we were going to be casting on a regular day, because it was another parental holiday, and he was correct, so... But he did say that he's been still trudging through the old episodes, and he just finished up season 2, and he's on to episode 1 of season 3, which was Food Coma, right around Thanksgiving. And lucky for him, which is today, the day he's listening to this, he'll probably be listening to episodes 302 and 303, which has a guest in the form of Jerry Murphy, who, by odd coincidence, I talked to via technology. I think it was a Facebook message, and he said he might be able to come on within the next week or two, as long as we tell him a couple days in advance, but not too far in advance. It's weird. There's a short window, there's a small window. It has to be not too far in advance, but not like the day before. So look forward to that, Hans. Maybe next week we'll have Jerry Murphy on the show.
Sweet.
And you listen to him this week on season 3. And I encourage anybody else that listens to go back and listen to the old episodes. Oh, yeah.
I do, too.
Did you hear the bad news?
I heard some bad news about Casey Kasem.
And today, another long-distance dedication going out. Did you cue up the music again when I'm coming on the outro here?
Is that the one that you were thinking of?
Yeah, Casey Kasem, he's dead. And Adrian Bacon Farrell actually posted to our page saying it's been a recent topic. Thought you guys would want to talk about this. Of course we would. I think he died yesterday, on Sunday. But his family, we've been talking about, his daughter was looking for him, and he was missing, and he was dementia'd out or something. But rest in peace, Shaggy. He's dead. Shaggy's dead.
Yeah, it's sad. And I have another sad one, but this is sports-related.
I love sports-related sadness.
But Tony Gwynn.
Baseball star.
Baseball great.
I'm not too dumb. I have a Facebook.
Mm-hmm. But
he was only 54.
Yeah.
How do you die so young? When you're an athletic, was it cancer? Was it a heart attack?
He was a special place in my baseball heart.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard a couple other people say that they really liked watching him play back in the day.
He was like back in the 84 when he started playing. I had his rookie card.
Do you still
a couple of them. I still do. Dude, and that would be the time to sell them.
It's probably worth more now.
Yep.
Sorry that he's dead.
It's never going to be worth more than it is today.
Really?
No, but, well, yeah. Because, I mean, he's in the news now.
So yeah, people but he's still going to be dead.
Yeah, but when the news wanes, then people aren't going to be like, you know, there's a lot of dead baseball stars.
How much do you think a Babe Ruth rookie card's worth?
Grand.
$1,000?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's nice to know.
Yeah, this sports memorabilia thing is weird. The cards that are manufactured today are usually worth more than the ones that were manufactured back in the day.
How about an original copy of the first Superman comic book?
Oh, that'd probably be hundreds
Six
of
figures?
Thousands.
Really? Really?
Yeah, I would say easily.
Wow.
No, but with the sports memorabilia, because now they do the limited edition runs. You know, it'll be like the one of one, you know, where you get it randomly in the pack.
Right.
You know, and there's no like, if there's 10 cards of an old card, like the Honus Wagner, big one.
Honus?
Back in the day, the tobacco card.
Did you say Honus Wagner?
Honus Wagner.
I love that guy.
Yep.
I don't even know.
And Tony Gwynn, no, I had his rookie card, and it was back when I was really into collecting cards. And I just have that visual of that card forever emblazoned in my brain. Or and he was one of the first, when they had that strike in, I can't remember what year it was, 94 in baseball. He was on his way to hitting like 400, the first player to hit 400 in like so many years.
Really?
A bazillion years, yeah. But then they had the strike, and so it was cut short.
So when you're batting 500, you're only hitting half the time?
Yeah.
And that's considered incredible?
Mm-hmm. That's what I used to say about my jokes, because I'd tell a lot of dumb jokes. I would go, hey, even the best baseball players only hit 3 out of 10 times.
I'm batting 1,000, did I?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, and it's like batting 1,000. Some people are like, why isn't it like 100%? Why are you batting 1,000? What does that mean?
That would be very tough to do. I think Ted Williams was the last one to hit 400. So, like the 50s.
So, what do they keep? How do they gauge that?
40s? Just, how do you gauge what?
Just it's an average of how many times they connect with the ball?
No, of how many times you hit safely.
Oh, on a base?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You got to get on there. And, but if it's like an air, that doesn't count as a hit.
No.
Or if
or like a foul ball into the stands. That's
no, it's like
a strike.
An air, like if you hit it to somebody and they could get you out, but they like
dropped
fumble.
It.
Yeah, that doesn't count as a hit.
Wow.
And then also a fielder's choice doesn't count as a hit either. That's like, say somebody's on first and you hit it to the shortstop, right?
Right.
And they could throw you out, but instead they throw to second. That's a fielder's choice.
Huh.
And that does not count as a hit.
I know absolutely nothing about baseball except for you hit the ball and run to the base and stuff and catch the ball, you're out. I know about walks and runs and stuff. But fielder's choice. It wasn't until about 5 or 10 years ago I learned what the seventh inning stretch actually was.
Oh, where you get up and stretch between the inning?
Yeah, why do they wait?
Take me out to the ball game.
Why do they wait so long? There's only 9 innings. Why would they wait till the seventh?
I don't know. I don't know where it originated.
God, I'm going to kill those guys.
Baseball is a slow fucking sport, though. I can't stand to watch it.
Baseball been a very, very good to me.
Who's that?
Jose Canseco. Guerrett Morris. The baseball have been very, very good to me. You just always say that. That was like a Saturday Night Live skit. But
Who played Jose Canseco? Jose Canseco?
It was Garrett Morris, I'm pretty sure.
Oh. What?
No, it wasn't Jose Canseco. It was
Rod Carew.
No.
Not a Jew.
He's not a Jew, that's right, but he had a lot of hits.
Mm-hmm.
According to the Beastie Boys, they had more hits than him, though.
They did.
Because they got more hits than Rod Carew.
Yep. He was a major hitter back in the day, Rod
Who
Carew.
Invented the fact that where you just compare yourself of having more of one thing to someone else who's like in rap? You know, there's like, who invented the metaphor rap?
I don't know.
Like, I got more of this than this famous person. I got something more than this famous person. I don't know.
You know, Kanye West was on, he was, one of his first appearances was on the Chappelle Show.
Really?
Yeah. And they knew right away he was going to be a star.
Shit, who, Dave Chappelle knew?
Yep. That's what he said the other night when he was on Fallon.
I don't doubt he's it, like, you know. I hate Kanye. I thought it was
he's
so
like,
funny.
They were just doing some stuff, and Chappelle's like, why don't you...
Oh, he did a rap on there. That's right. Yeah. I think I saw that on a repeat, season one.
And Chappelle
one.
Said, hey, why don't you guys come and watch some stuff on, you know, we got some stuff we filmed for the season, skits nobody's ever seen. And we were all laughing and stuff, and then Kanye gets a call, and you could hear him talking to someone, and he's going, hey, I'm watching Chappelle Show, stuff that's never been seen. And the guy must have said something, but then Kanye says, because I'm dope and I do dope shit. And right then, we knew he was going to be a star.
It's funny because my wife's mom likes to watch that Kardashian show. And a lot of times she'll accidentally call him Kenya.
Kenya
and she doesn't realize why that's so ironic and funny. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like my friend, he used to call that one rapper CeCe Brown. You know?
Yeah.
Or no, CeeLo Brown.
Oh, I was going to say who?
CeeLo Brown.
CeeLo Green.
And I'm like, dude, that is so racist that you don't even know it. Right? Because instead of CeeLo Green, you're, you know, you're...
Yeah.
That's funny, though.
It's like Tupac Shakur. I mean, for sure, Tupac Shakur. Oh, yeah, that's pretty funny. Also, coming July 15th, a brand new record from Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, wow.
Pretty stoked about that because I don't know who he's going to make fun of. I saw a tweet from Patton Oswalt that said he heard an advanced copy of the new Yankovic record.
You did?
Patton Oswalt.
Oh, okay. I heard Patton for some reason. I thought
Mike Patton?
No, I thought Pat Wambacher. I was envisioning him getting a.
He would love
copy.
That. He's a big fan of Weird Al. But he didn't say who it was, but he said that Weird Al was parroting one of Patton Oswalt's favorite bands from the 90s, and he just loved it.
Everclear?
Maybe. Is that one of his favorite bands from the 90s?
I don't know.
He's got some rants about how when he was younger, he would tell you about how much he liked certain bands and how if you didn't like them, you were so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, but now I don't even care. He's like, I listen to the music that I like to listen to, and if you like not to listen to it, then that's fine. He's like, I can't believe how much of an asshole I used to be. He's like, yeah, Patton, you were a real asshole.
I know. Why has it got to be like that?
I don't know, and I've heard everybody, including ourselves, talking about the new season of Orange is the New Black.
Certainly.
Gatch blasted all the way through. Finger,
I'm done with that
finger
shit.
Blasted all the way through it.
They're already filming season 3. I've been on set watching them just so I could keep up.
Is there more of that dirty lesbian prison sex? Because Jesus Christ, there was a lot of that.
Yeah.
Say, now, if you guys remember back to when the first season came out, I watched the first 4 minutes of the pilot like 4 times in a row.
Yeah, because you didn't have an internet connection at the time.
No, and I was trying to use a mobile hotspot. Mm-hmm. And so it would go about four, after I'd let it load for like 30 minutes, mm-hmm. it would still only play like 4 minutes. It'd maybe get to the part where Jason Biggs made his first appearance, but... So I saw a lot of titties in the first episode, and I knew it was going to be that way, kind of an HBO-y or a Showtime type of... risque, naked sex, saying fucking cunt and stuff like that, which Mr. Healy, he said cunt the other night on one of the episodes I was watching. He called his therapist a condescending cunt.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking weird.
Now, who's Mr. Healy?
He's the guy, the older gray-haired guy that worked at the prison.
Yeah.
That got furlough for, mm-hmm. what's her name? There's spoilers going on right now, you guys, just a little bit.
Spoilers, but did you think that one chick lived?
I did. No. I rewatched the last episode of season one before I started watching season two, and then I talked to my wife about it because we watched it together. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, yeah. I go, do you remember what happened? Because I rewatched the last half of the last episode. She's like, yeah, she killed Pensatucky. And I was like, oh, yeah, she did. Yep.
And she thought she did.
Uh-huh.
Still, when she, because she went to the shoe.
Yeah.
You know?
She got booted into the shoe.
I didn't realize when we were talking about this earlier, but the red, that is the chick from Star Trek.
Star Trek, yeah.
The Next Generation, is that the one?
Yeah. She had one of those funny suits, and she had short hair, and it was still kind of red, but I can totally see her, and I'm not a big Trekkie, but it's kind of like when you make the realization, like the dude from Breaking Bad in the wheelchair, you're like, oh, that's the guy from Scarface, the guy that Tony Montana shot in the head because he wanted to blow up a car that accidentally had some kids in it. He's like, I told you, that's where the famous line comes from, look at you now. You stupid fucking piece of shit, or something like. It's a great line.
Yeah,
he killed that dude. So these people just show up everywhere, and it just goes to prove that they're probably just awesome actors and actresses, and that's why they get the good roles.
I was just watching another show, The Black Donnellys, because I finished House.
Black Donnellys.
Yeah, it's called The Black Donnellys. I think it was a Star show, a one season.
What's that all about? Is that urban humor?
No, it's like an Irish kind of
Irish
story. Four young Irish brothers are caught up in New York's underworld of organized crime. But Red's in that, too. She plays the mom. And Olivia Wilde's in there. I like her.
Huh.
And the one guy was in there, too, for a short thing. That guy from Scarface. Bringing it all back around to the Scarface thing.
Which dude from Scarface?
The one that was also in Breaking Bad. The ding ding guy.
Oh,
ding 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 ding.
The guy that does the facial things. Sometimes if I'm accidentally like making a weird facial expression, like when I was mowing the lawn and I had sweat running down my face and I try to like keep a bead of sweat from like going in my nostril or my, I would like move my mouth a little bit and then I would always find myself mimicking the Bill dude from Breaking Bad.
Yep.
And scrunching my face up and then ding 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 ding.
Yeah.
Do you think Breaking Bad is
That would be a great impersonation to do, just ring a bell.
And to just sit there and just scrunch up my face.
Yeah, did you ring a bell. Like, this is my impersonation. Ding, ding.
Yeah. Do you think Breaking Bad is going to come back as a movie? Did you hear those faint rumors going around?
Because Aaron Paul just wants to play his Xbox now.
That's true, but Cranston had an interview with some lady, and they hinted at some things, and he kind of just left it open-ended. You didn't hear about that, or did you?
No, but I could believe that they are...
An interviewer was like, okay, here's the deal. When the camera panned away from Walter White's face to the cop cars rushing in, his eyes weren't closed. Did he die? And he's like, well, never say never.
Well, no, I don't think that means that they're going to come back with something. I think that they just want to leave it open-ended like that.
And then she said, because, well, what if he lived and he like got arrested and put in prison and then like went batshit crazy and broke out somehow because he's so fucking deviantly smart? And he's like, it could have...
There's
could
a lot of possibilities that could go from the ending, though. I mean, but I think you're kind of left with kind of like he either died or he just went to a place and kind of like lived out his life and died. You know, and just like lived a simple, and the rest of the story wasn't worth telling.
Yeah, just depends on how much steam it gains over the, you know, because it's already really popular, but it could become more like popular retrospectively, I suppose. But
yeah, but I don't know. Do you? What do you think of the Fargo episode?
Let me see. Did I get a chance? Did it not get recorded? Which one was it? So we
it's
talked
the one where
a week
he finally
before.
where he meets back up with Billy Bob.
Oh yeah, and he's trying to kill him, and he's chasing him, and he's got the wife, and they took off, and then they're going to on vacation. Let's just go now.
But no, recall it. What about the elevator scene, dude?
That was pretty gnarly.
He's like, "Is this what you want?"
Yeah.
"Is this what you want?" And he doesn't even know what he's talking about. He like, "I just want an answer." And then he just shoots all three of the people that he's with.
It's like, you shouldn't have brought that up in front of these people.
Yeah.
That's what he's basically saying. Yeah, and then I think where I... that must have been the end of the episode where they did... Tom Hanks' son's wife was questioning him about... And the wife, why did you check out early? Oh, mm-hmm. That was me. The wife's saying, she's playing along. But yeah.
It's not over. More people are just dying around him.
Right.
But he's not doing it.
Yeah, they were fine in the elevator.
Well, the one.
Is there one more episode of the season?
I think so, yeah.
Because it keeps almost seeming like, man, this is the end. Like the last episode.
This is the end.
Oh, we just jumped ahead a year, my friend. Yeah. And he's all successful now. He's like salesman of the year, and he's got a hairdo and a pretty Asian girl.
I'm a salesman of the year. Is this what you want? Is this what you want, Lester?
He's like, you're going to pretend like you don't know me.
I just watched... season 3 of Sherlock.
Oh, you don't say. I did see his picture on the little thumbnail. And I was like, oh, that is that guy.
And there is his, dude, he's awesome in that show too.
Yeah.
But when I say season 3, I already watched it. It's only like 4 hours because it's like 3 episodes.
That's a weird season.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Why?
It's just the way some British shows are. They do like 3 2-hour episodes.
Oh, they'll call it a series too, huh?
Yeah.
Instead of a season.
Yeah, sometimes.
Series
yeah.
one, series yep. two.
But even that Luther show is only like 6 episodes a season.
And that other show where that British guy was playing 3 different people, La La Land.
Oh, yeah.
That was only 6 episodes.
Yeah.
But it got canceled, huh?
I think so. Something. That show was awesome.
That was kind of funny.
But in the Sherlock thing, there's this awesome scene where he was in it. And he's got a, like, his wife's life is on the line. Like, the bad guys knows where she lives or whatever. And he's like, he walks up to that guy who plays Lester. And he goes, "I want to flick your face." And he's like, "If you don't let me flick your face, I'm going to kill your wife." And so he's just like, right up to him. And he's like, flicking his face. And he's just like stone face, just taking it. And then he's like, "This is what I do to people. I flick them. I flick their face just because I can." And then he's like, "Now I want to flick your eye. See if you can keep it open." And he's like flicking his eye. And he's like, "Keep it open. Keep it open." Dude, it was a fucking weird. It was a cool scene, but it was definitely weird and twisted.
If those are short, I might check them out.
Yeah. It's a good, fun watch because the lead actor is pretty cool, too. And, you know, you kind of got to pay a little kind of close attention to it because it's all like kind of foreign a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
I always find it takes me a little while to get used to the accents. And then, you know, their storylines are usually a little deeper.
Yeah.
You know, beyond the Master Chef storylines.
Yeah. I'm going to check it out, though. Sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Also, they got started season 2, and I just started watching season 1. This show is funny, called Derek. It's only on Netflix.
Oh, I wanted to watch it, but I just am kind of shy away from Ricky.
Mm-hmm. I do, too. Not for any other reason. Not for any particular reason.
I don't know if I just... I mean, I used to like Monty Python, and I kind of still do now, but there's a lot of English people that I don't like to watch them do stand-up. Mm-hmm. I don't like to watch their shows. I like New Zealand and Australian people more. I don't know why.
Ricky, yeah, dude, it's pretty funny.
Derek?
Because the Carl guy's in there, and there's this other guy. And the whole thing is, like, he's kind of a slow dude.
Yeah.
But he, like, he just enjoys life, you know? But he works at a nursing home. So it's kind of almost a drama, because it kind of shows a lot of, you know, the old people and, you know, how it is when they're living in a nursing home and how lonely it could be, and like the kids coming around and like,
yeah,
that's my ring when you die, isn't it?
Oh, damn.
You know, and I'm not done using it, the mom says, and And then the daughter's like, well, it's time, we better go. And so,
yikes.
You know, it's kind of like a dramedy in that.
Yeah.
But Carl Pilkington, is that his name? His friend that he sent around the world in that Idiot Abroad thing.
Oh, I still haven't watched that either.
But you know the guy that I'm talking about, though, right? The Carl. But he plays like the janitor, and he got his, you know, his brand of humor that he throws onto things, which is kind of funny, like humorous. And then there's this other guy, and he's always he's like the sex crazed guy, but he's got like the uncomfortable mustache kind of thing. But yeah. In one scene, I think I sent you a clip, he was riding on crabs. They went to the beach with the old people. He took them to the beach. And he was off in the corner. He had one of those paint pins.
Yeah.
Like a silver paint pin. And he was picking up crabs and writing words on the backs of their shells.
Yeah.
Like muff and cock. And he's like, if you find cunt, let me know. And they're just all these crabs, and they're just all fucking
got
obscene. There's one that said twat. It's just all walking around.
Just all different names of the pussy on a crab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just all obscene words. And he's like, and Carl's like, what are you doing fucking riding on crabs? And he's like, what are you doing not riding on crabs? It was pretty hilarious.
It sounds kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. It is, but there, you know, there's those moments too where it's all old people. And
you've also said that you've ran out of things to watch. So.
I have ran out of things to watch, man.
So it might seem funnier to you because you're down
yeah.
to the bottom of the barrel.
Yep.
No, I don't know.
Well, it definitely was one of the last things as far as series. I'm like, I don't want to go into Longmire. That doesn't look interesting to me at all. Hemlock Grove still doesn't look interesting to me.
I tried that when it first came out, and I don't think I'd be able to do it.
Twice.
Yeah. You can't force it. You can't force it.
Maybe I'll watch something else again.
Well, you could always start. Oh, there's no. It's
I
probably
could restart
not
in, Mad Men.
I wanted to watch The Sopranos, but I can't find it anywhere. It's not anywhere. I mean, you could probably download it from a torrent or something, or buy it in the storrent.
Remember, I wanted to watch the fucking Danny Rohn first-time director, and
they
took
it
off Netflix. And then the other day,
flankers.
I was like, dude, I want to watch that one movie, Windy City Heat, and they took that off of Wet Netflix.
We'll just call them Wetflix from now on.
Wetflix.
Because they're a bunch of wetbacks.
Yep.
Taking shit off.
I know.
I did get to see the new, brand new episode of the Tom Green Live Show, which I enjoy. Yeah. Steve Carell was his guest, and... Mm-hmm. I don't remember what he's promoting. Some new thing called... It's like an improv show he has coming on called...
Riot.
Yeah, you know.
I watched it.
Was it good? He had a great quote about improv that I made a little meme out of. I can't really remember it right off the top of my head, but it said... It was talking about his days in Chicago doing improv, and he's like, the audience was nice. He goes, they were there, and they understood what improv was, that like the majority of the time it could be really bad, just terrible. He goes, but there are certain parts where it'd be really good, and it's a great exercise for people.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that having the improv thing at the Bleepin' Funny thing, it kind of discourages some people, and it fools them into thinking that the whole show is bad comedy. Because we were outside during an improv, and one of the ladies goes, God, that comedy is so bad in there. And of course, my wife got a little defensive and said, it's not all bad. My husband is very funny. She always acts like that. But the improv, it can be bad. And it's just funny that he was just honest about it and said it just can be totally horrible.
Certainly.
But it was
in my fair share of improv back in the day. But
it was a great interview, though. If you like Steve Carell and Tom Green, it was a good just I learned a lot of stuff. And one person asked him if he ever says that's what she said ever.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, believe this or not, he has never said that, not
as Michael Scott
on camera at the office. Yeah, he said, and he goes, we got kids that are like 7 and 13, and he goes, instances come up all the time. He's like, and me and my wife just have a thing when we look at each other and we go,
mm-hmm.
So we don't have to say it. And Tom Green is like, would you mind if I said it? Like, He's like, please take advantage of any. And then they were playing these weird little wooden flute things that he used to play sometime somewhere. I don't know. He said, yeah, you just put your lips on it and blow right across it. And Tom Green looked at him like, he's like, yes, I'm setting you up for a perfect. He goes, I'll say it again. Put your lips on it and blow across it. He's like, that's what she said. Oh, it was pretty funny, though.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get their number. You can Skype into the show and talk to them.
Oh, really?
Like, it's live, though, and it is live.
On Riot?
No, it's on the Tom Green Live show. It's on Access TV Thursday nights at 7. Mm. And so I think you just Skype in, and I'm sure a lot of people Skype in, so it'd be probably pretty low odds that you'd actually get on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But he retweets me. I tweet to him sometimes. Hey, Tweety. What's up, Tweety Bird? And asked him for his Skype address, and he tweeted back. But doesn't mean I'm going to get on there, but I'm going to try to. But I'm never around. I don't watch any live TV ever. I always watch DVR.
I don't know. That Riot show is weird. I think the best improv is when you have, like, a premise kind of out there, you know?
Yeah.
Like when what they did on Curb Your Enthusiasm and stuff like that. When you just go straight improv, like the audience suggestions and stuff like that, it can be pretty dry, especially if you don't, you know, if you're not a trained improviser or whatever, you know, to where, you know, you got to know the basic rules, like the yes ands and stuff like that. You can't be like a scene stop.
And a lot of people, I'd hear a lot of people back in the day when Whose Line Is It Anyway was on with Wayne Brady and, and Drew Carey and those
guys. It's still on.
Well, when it was originally on with that, the original core.
I didn't know it was still on.
I didn't know it was either. But when it was on, I'd hear a lot of people say, well, that can't be all improv because some of it's so hilarious. And now, as I think back in hindsight, well, obviously it was a TV show. They edited it. They took all the bad parts out. You know, and if it was a skit that didn't work and wasn't hilarious, then we're not going to put that one on the show.
And those guys are all like pro caliber fucking guys, you know, and you even watch like the ASCAT kind of stuff, and that stuff is kind of dry.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't have any props or anything like that. You're not dealing with any things. You got to use the imagination for a lot of the stuff. And if the audience isn't keen to that,
yeah,
you know, it can follow quickly, you know.
Yeah,
like we always did them at the theater conference and stuff like that, and so all the theater students, obviously, they, you know, all laughed and stuff like that, but it's, you know, it's the crowd of the crowd.
Yeah, because they're all improv students, so they think that it's hilarious. They're like, man, you guys are doing good for doing improv. Oh, God. Why do people do stuff?
They have this one thing, though, that's kind of their gimmick on that Riot show. It's a stage that's at 22 degrees. No, it's at a 22-degree incline.
Oh, okay. I'm like,
So imagine a 22-degree incline.
It's pretty steep. It's not terribly
And then
steep.
You got to do a scene on that.
Okay.
And it's like the one with Tom Green. They were like they were at a bakery.
Oh, was he on the show?
Yeah, and they had to make cakes. It was Tom Green and Andy Dick. They were on there at the same time.
Ah,
but they had to make cakes, and they're all on this incline, and they're like, so you're like trying to mix a cake batter with all the wet stuff, and it's all falling out a weird thing, and And then slick stuff gets on the floor.
And then you're done.
Here, catch this cake. And they're all just sliding down. They're trying to walk up to the one side.
I wonder what network that's on. What network is that on?
Hulu.
So I thought you were going to say. All right, well, I can Google it and find out.
Hulu.
Yeah, I just was reading this stupid thing. Two men from New York were just arrested for sexually abusing cows.
Why'd they do that?
I don't know. That's why I started saying a minute ago, and why do people do stuff? You probably didn't know what I was talking about. That's what I'm talking about. But yeah, a guy had set up a surveillance camera to find out why his cows weren't producing as much as they should be, as far as probably milk or something like that. And turned out there was a couple guys that was going in there and fucking them. The cow fuckers.
That reminds me of that one story where the guy, The guy got arrested for fucking cows, and the way people found out was that he told his friends, and they turned him in.
Well, duh. Come on.
And I thought that was the most horrid story I'd ever heard. I mean, because you don't tell on your friends like that.
No, well, if you're a vegan, you do. You're like, the farmers are fucking the cows as much as it is.
If you're a vegan, though, wouldn't you want people to fuck the cows?
No.
No, because you're for the best life of the animal, right?
Yeah, but they're getting raped.
But no, maybe they're... How do you know they're not consenting? Because they did... I mean, why else would... Dude. Why else would cows wear short skirts?
Moo means moo, dude.
Why would they wear those short skirts?
Moo means moo.
Hey,
they wear moo moos?
Yep.
Well, moo doesn't mean yes.
Do cows blink? I saw a cow on Bob's Burgers and he didn't blink and he had blonde hair.
Well, that's a cartoon.
Oh.
So that doesn't count.
Dude, I'm still loving the King of the Hill, 8 o'clocks.
Right on.
That show is awesome.
Speaking of non-consensual sex, did you see the cover of the Eugene Weekly this week?
No.
It has a basketball on it.
Mm-hmm.
And on the basketball, it says, win, drink, rape. I think it's referring to the Ducks.
So they win, then they go drinking, and then they rape girls.
I guess.
Is this just because of those three guys that were busted?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
I don't know. I don't go to school there, so I don't know how big of a issue that is.
The title of the story is Rape You. Like Rape
mm-hmm.
University.
mm-hmm.
It says the story contains details of alleged sexual assaults that may trigger emotional distress in some readers and rape survivors. So don't read it if you don't like getting raped.
From the school itself? The experiences from students at the school?
No, it just said... just. Readers of the Eugene Weekly, if you read this story, it contains details of alleged sexual assaults that may trigger emotional distress in some readers. Doesn't say anything about people from school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you've been raped and you read a story about getting raped, it might make you want to rape someone.
Yep. It's like on the 4th of July when you set off fireworks and veterinarians get all... scared.
I know. They say, grow up!
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dude, you have to be 18 to buy these, so
yep.
Whatever. I'm grown up, motherfucker. Okay, what are we doing now?
What's in,
How did you know? You're getting smart. Even after we missed a day or two last week. No, a couple weeks ago we missed. But yeah, Hans is always staying in touch with us like a good boy. Keeping us in the dodo. And today, well, of course, today is Monday, so Hans is listening to something that I may have heard of, but I don't recall. And it's something that I've seen...
The Argo soundtrack.
It's something I've seen Beavis and Butthead try to do. It's something that I heard could get you high.
Nutmeg.
But it's also a play on words. The band is called Toad Liquor. But the liquor is the Q-U kind of liquor. Have you ever drank toad liquor?
No.
It's alcohol liquor that's made out of frog legs. Just kidding. No, he's listening to a band called Frode Liquor. Toad Liquor. And what's a fucking hortator?
Hortator?
Hortator. The name of the album is The Hortator's Lament.
That's when you fuck a potato.
And it's a real
too
slut.
Many times.
And then you pay it.
Mm-hmm.
Hortators.
Yep.
So, Toad Liquor, The Hortator's Lament.
Dude, you know, if you're second person to fuck a potato.
Is that worse than fucking a cow?
That's sloppy seconds.
French. You could French kiss it.
Yeah.
You could French kiss a French fry.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I saw on the Food Network, this was crazy. These people, they made sausage hot dogs.
Yeah.
But the bun was a baked potato.
That's not bad, I guess. Or was it bad? Did it look bad?
I don't know.
Huh.
That was just an interesting food thing.
What about a pepperoni sheath emptied out and filled with peanut M&Ms?
Be weird.
Beef sheath with M&Ms.
Beef sheath.
And so Hans's CD player makes me look like a 1970s commercial kind of guy, because I was listening...
You were listening to the Tab soundtrack.
No, I was listening to Ted Nugent's Double Live Gonzo.
Dude, you've been Ted Nugenting it up lately.
I kind of like Ted Nugent. I don't like his political stances, because he always says crazy fucking shit that I don't care about.
Would you vote for him if he was... Well, would you vote for Jesse Ventura if Ted Nugent was his running mate?
No, because I don't vote, but if I was forced to vote... Because here I'll piss off some listeners. My vote.
You already did
count.
By saying you don't vote.
My vote don't count. That's what I'm saying. Because I live in Oregon, and you can fucking argue with me till you're blue and until you're a red state in the face.
Until you're a Kevin Smith movie in the face.
Because we're a blue state, and our fucking electoral vote doesn't count. So fuck you guys, and your every vote counts. God, what am I doing right now? Stop it. No, I would, if I had to vote between Jesse Ventura and Ted Nugent, that would be tough, dude, because...
I would vote for Jesse.
Dude, he's a wrestler. Ted Nugent's a rocker.
But he's a straight shooter, though.
Is he? He's a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
He was the show, he had a show.
I don't know if he'd make a good president, but...
He could pull down the SmackDown on fucking whoever, yep. Hong Tang Ding.
Clip of what I was playing, you got a plug in?
Yeah. You got a clip of what you were listening to?
Yeah.
In your, what's in Gatch's phone?
Yep. Here's a random song.
Okay, let me get rid of this Black Sabbath then. So check out Toad Licker, The Whore Tater's Lament. See what Gatch has going on here. You might have to turn up your volume a little bit.
It's cranked. It might be a slow starter song.
This is what you were listening to?
This is a sample of The Residents.
Oh, okay. It sounds really weird. I don't know if it's supposed to sound like that. What song is that? What's the name of that song?
Kick 'em all.
Kick?
Dude, that doesn't sound right.
Kick a picnic?
Disco-mo.
Oh, disco-mo. Right. Let me see if I got... I don't know why it was sounding like that.
I don't know either.
Let's see if it'll sound any different on here.
All right.
Maybe it'll sound exactly the same. Like nothing. A little better.
Yeah, it's a lot better.
Maybe this wasn't
like, it's just my phone.
Ah. This is from 1980. Hans, what do you think?
What are they doing? Try it. Is there a different song on there?
There's a ton of them.
All right,
just pick one at random?
Yeah.
This is called Life Would Be Wonderful, Demons Dance Alone. Got a picture of Satan holding an eyeball head dripping with blood. This seems a little more normal. This is from the 2002 album, Demons Dance Alone. There's a nice little trumpet. Hans, are you familiar with The Residents? I know we probably asked you that at the beginning of the episode, but whatever. Did they sing?
Yeah, they should. They kick it into the middle of the song or something.
All right. This is good bed music. Listening to
not this one.
Okay, well, Hans is like, why? Why would you want to listen to this? They seem kind of mellow, but
the song does.
Yeah.
I thought they were more.
Maybe they've got different stuff here. We'll check back in with those guys in a little bit here. What just happened? That's not what I wanted.
The Third Reich and Roll. That's a song by them. The Third Reich and Roll.
I've never heard it. That's weird. All right, well, it's still Monday. We thank you guys for listening. It was supposed to be 90 on Thursday, but now the weatherman has changed his mind, and now it's supposed to be 78.
It's a mild summer, I think.
78. I've heard it was supposed to be the hottest summer, the most 90-degree days in 10 years, but that's in the Portland area, which usually isn't that much different than what we got going on down here. Here's Betty's body.
Anybody but Betty.
Anybody but her. I could be the lover of anybody but Betty. I see her every morning.
It's like Queen.
And watch her fingers forming shapes that are.
Dude, these guys are weird.
As a baby's face full of hope and concern.
What do you think?
What do I think?
About that new Jack White LP.
Dude, that's mind-blowing. That is mind-blowing shit. I was telling some people about it, and some people didn't really... Well, they believed me, mm-hmm. but they were just like, whoa. And then, like, some people who understood it were like, whoa, that's awesome. Like, I was talking to Matthew from Central Productions and telling him about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, what? I didn't know you could groove a record backwards on one side and then have a lock groove at the end where it has a loop going meow, 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 meow.
What about the one with two different intros?
He was really tripping on that, and he's like, now wait, what? I was like, well, depending on what groove you drop it in, it starts the song, acoustic intro or electric intro, and then they come together in the middle and finish the song out. And he's like, whoa. And there's some hidden tracks. We didn't ever talk about this on this.
There's one on the label.
Yeah, another band tried to do that before with a hidden track under the label in the middle of the record. Any of you vinyl listeners might know what I'm talking about. There's a label in the middle around the hole where it tells what songs are on the album. Well, they used to try to rip that off, but the paper was glued into the groove, so you could never really play the hidden song. Well, they put something that's like a thin paper or not paper or something that you can just... put the needle right on the paper and play bonus tracks on an album. And shit, there's a hologram in the shiny spot there. If you look just at the right, it's got the angel from the cover of the album. I wonder how much those cost.
Yep.
Probably like $40.
I don't know.
Ultra LP. It's got so many features.
Ultra LP.
So many features.
Yep.
Hey, and I'm not going to...
hidden songs at different speeds.
Yeah, I'm not going to play the song, but I almost forgot. Today is Mike Warren's birthday.
Happy birthday.
He's a drummer from Victims and he's my stepson, too. And Mike Lee Beats. And he's getting married. What an idiot.
Getting married?
If you're listening to this, Mike, I don't really think you're an idiot. But you're too young to be getting married, dude. But whatever. To each their own.
Getting married.
I'll do your divorce too, okay? Just kidding. But yeah, I think he's 22 or something today. He's an old dude now.
Happy birthday.
He's an old dude. And I got a bunch of crazy Florida stories, but I'm going to save those for Wednesday because we're getting down here to the last few minutes of the show. I have not been doing plugs, as I mentioned before. And we do have some good shows. Don't forget about Guitars Under the Stars. Did you see who got added to that?
No.
You didn't? Okay.
Patrick Stewart.
Nope. Pull your Depends on.
Patrick Stewart.
Live in Lebanon, Oregon at Lake Cheadle Park. Lita Ford.
Really?
What? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she's obviously not that much in demand right now because you haven't heard of her in 10 years. But she still looks...
10?
I haven't heard from her. 20?
30. Went to a party last Saturday night.
That's 30 years old, dude.
Got in a fight. Uh-huh.
She still looks smoking hot in a red leather pantsuit. Like a full leather fucking onesie. Mm-hmm. With her red BC Rich guitar. I got tickets to that show from my friend Jerry Murphy. Fucking, I just might go see Lita Ford. You never know. And you, well, we already told you, you know, like Gary Hoey and those guys. Gary Hoey's going to be playing up in Portland with Yngwie Malmsteen and Uli John Roth at the Tonic.
Uli.
Yeah. What kind of a name is that? Uli.
I thought it was Uli.
Maybe it is Uli. It's Uli.
You can go to the Amazon link on our page and you
should.
Can get that Lazaretto Ultra LP for $28.
Really? Yep. I might do that. I might do that, but I don't know if I like the album because I
haven't heard it. Temporarily out of stock.
Oh,
you ever heard any songs? I heard a song.
I heard a couple on that demonstration he was playing. But yeah, go to Tagcast Pod on that video that you sent me a link for. But you didn't watch it because you sent me a link to this thing.
Oh, I watched a different video.
I know. And then you were like telling me a couple things. But not all the things. And I was like, did you not even watch the video from the link that you sent me?
I didn't know there was a video. I watched it on Hulu, so I thought maybe you couldn't see it.
No, so this was a video of him and his producer guy with an old school looking turntable, and they were playing the record, and he dropped it in. It took him four or five times to find the acoustic intro to the song, mm-hmm. and they played the bonus tracks, and they played the backwards on side one, and yeah, it was pretty crazy. But,
I didn't watch that one. I only watched them talk to
So if you guys are interested in getting your hands on one of those, they're out of stock right now, but you can still go check it out and maybe reserve one for yourself. Mm-hmm. You go to tagcastpodcast.com and click on the shop Amazon link. It's on the left side of the page.
I like that song, One More Drink.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
One more cup of coffee and
it was exactly like that.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. You should look it up. Maybe we could play it on the outro.
Okay, yeah. What's it called?
One More Drink.
Is that like One More Stitch by Victims? Hey, also, when you're at our website that I just told you the address of, you should click on the donate icon to support.
Donati.
What's that?
Donati.
Donati? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's the English version.
Yeah,
please donate to our...
for a couple days, though.
Well, it was up today.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, unless it was just one of those things where it puts up what it thinks was there before the last time. But yeah, it was up today when I checked out to see what episode we were on.
Right arm.
Right arm.
Yep, it's up now. But it could be down for a few days. And if that happens, just keep checking back.
Go to iTunes and listen to us there.
Yep, or Stitcher.
I don't think that it's...
Or you can go to the Libsyn page.
Yeah. They got some people doing covers of Jack White's.
People trying to hog some views, huh?
Already, yeah, that's pretty quick. They just uploaded it a week ago.
Hmm.
Jack White, I think I found the culprit.
Well, he probably did.
Yeah, he's probably protecting it pretty high because it just came out, and so maybe before the week's up, we can share some of that. And here's that video too.
What video?
It's a YouTube video. Of him and his buddy explaining all the things that it does. Mm-hmm. It's a 9-minute YouTube video called The Lazaretto Ultra LP. But Hans, are you listening to records yet? No, you always just listening to CDs. That's what he listens to.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I have a limited amount of records. I'd like to buy more, but I just... haven't yet. I don't know if I'm going to buy that Jack White record or not. Can't decide. All right, you guys. Thanks for listening. We're going to get the hell out of here. Make way for Wednesday's episode. It's going to be coming at you in about another day or so. I got loud for a second. Hey, I know you don't have time to listen, Floyd, but you should listen. And then you can give us a new song.
Boop, boop,
I kind of like this one. It sticks in my head, though.
Ba-doop-a-doop-a.
If I ever get my Kindle fixed,
ba-doop-a-doop-a.
I'm going to go back to the old school song. They're kind of similar, actually, if you think about it. Tater rise up like a vocal jam. Hollins, you've probably been hearing that song, huh? I'm gonna eat some more pizza now. And then I'm going to go to the Brownsville Car Wash and wash off my car.
Yep, and then you're going to go to Complete Ag and get your tractor.
Throwing it. Is it Thursday? No. All right, thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next time.
Here I go.
Metal.